couple of festivals in Northern Kentucky this weekend, St. Timothy and Union, all set up for its festival. I saw the rides up last night and the Assumption Festival coming up in Walton, Kentucky over the weekend. Karen Brower will be speaking at an event for Northern Kentucky Right to Life on Sunday afternoon at the Drawbridge in Fort Mitchell. Karen Brower is president of Pharmacists for Life International, and she's with us on the Sunrise Morning Show. Good morning, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Grateful to have you with us this morning. Would you share with us the circumstances that led to you losing your job as a pharmacist for refusing to dispense contraception?
I've worked for Kmart pharmacies for about 7 years. And at the time that I was employed, I did inform them which drugs I don't dispense, and that included the types of birth control pills that have primarily worked by or have a very significant mechanism to stop implantation, because I felt that mechanism was abortive and was immoral. So I specified which ones I didn't dispense. I also specified that I didn't dispense certain diet pills because the harm that they produced was much more significant than the possible benefits. So they were informed of that when I first was interviewed. So about 7 years later, I had refused a prescription in a pharmacy where I was doing relief work. It was a refill prescription. So I told the woman we didn't have it and transferred her copy elsewhere. This was for a form of birth control, which people call the mini pill, and it's progestin only, and it fails to stop ovulation in 50% of women, so the remaining mechanism is very strongly to prevent implantation. So, but that woman, apparently she complained. I was fired. And I later did bring a lawsuit with the help of the American Center for Law and Justice. And that lawsuit, though Planned Parenthood of Southwestern Ohio interfered with this until Kmart went bankrupt, still the result was positive for me.
And now you are president of Pharmacists for Life International. And talk a little bit about the HHS mandate and how this whole idea of dispensing these drugs is becoming more of an openly discussed issue because of the mandate.
I think that the mandate has brought it to a head, brought it to a sense of urgency. But gradually, pro-life people, including those who are not Catholic, have discovered that the pills operate by means of stopping life, stopping embryonic life, and groups who are not Catholic have become really interested in finding natural methods of regulating their family rather than using these pills. And it's been kind of interesting to watch this develop. But now that the Health and Human Services Department has decreed that religious institutions, religiously run institutions, are going to have to fund these forms of birth control, and that includes morning after pill. And as I'm going to elucidate when I speak on Sunday, this morning after pill is an extreme problem now because one of the forms of morning after pill are like very much like RU-486. In other words, you're using a pill that works just like RU-486 as a morning after pill in lower doses.
So we need to clarify, the Catholic Church teaches that any form of contraception is immoral, but again, these abortifacient contraceptives are really a very problematic area for not just Catholics, but for many Christians. And I wonder if you could share a little bit about the importance for all Christians, especially Catholics, who see these moral problems with contraception, to be able to work in the medical field without violating what they believe, their consciences.
I think that the number of healthcare professionals is going to drastically be reduced. It's going to cause a huge healthcare problem for Americans. Basically, Americans are going to sell out their healthcare in favor of abortion with this Health and Human Services mandate and with the so-called Affordable Care Act they're both going to cause this problem. It was inherently integral to this form of health care that abortion be included. The big winner is Planned Parenthood. But everybody who, and not only Catholics, everybody of very diverse religious faiths will be participating in things which their religion teaches opposes.
All right, Karen Brower, president of Pharmacists for Life International, speaking this weekend in Northern Kentucky. Remind us of the time and place of your talk and just a quick overview of what you'll discuss.
Okay, it's going to be held at the Drawbridge Inn in Northern Kentucky. That's on Buttermilk Pike. There will be that's still set events prior, film prior. At shortly at 1:15, the doors open. I'll be speaking at 2, and there will be exhibits and a chance to learn more about pro-life groups afterwards. What I'm going to be covering is pretty much a pharmacist's eye view of the problem with these abortive drugs and the problem with the healthcare mandate, what it portends for healthcare professionals, and of course how that's going to affect every single American.
All right, you can go after Mass on Sunday. It's the I-75 interchange at Buttermilk Pike, the drawbridge in there. Most people familiar with that in Fort Mitchell. Again, doors open at 1:15. Karen Brower speaks at 2. Karen, president of Pharmacists for Life International. Thanks for joining us this morning, and we look forward to hearing your talk on Sunday.
Thank you. God bless.
And God bless you, too. Mike Aquilina of FathersOfTheChurch.com is going to talk about poetry and really go all the way back to the Psalms, but also look at some pre-Christian poetry and how it influenced those in the early church, even the church fathers. That's coming up on the Sunrise Morning Show on Sacred Heart Catholic Radio.
Anna Mitchell here.